Green Comet, presented by Science at NASA. On Friday night, January 7th, Comet Maxhultz visits the Pleiades. January 5th, 2005. A cloud of gas bigger than the planet Jupiter, glowing alien green, is about to sweep past the Seven Sisters in Taurus. Got binoculars? You can watch it happen. Step outside on Friday night, January 7th, between 9 and 10 o'clock, and face south. There's Orion the Hunter, locked in combat with Taurus the Bull. The star patterns are unmistakable. Just above them hovers a delicate little dipper, the Seven Sisters, also known as the Pleiades. This is how the sky looks almost any evening in January, except on January 7th, there's something extra, the green cloud. Look 2 degrees to the right of the Pleiades. The tip of your pinky finger held at arm's length is about 1 degree wide, so 2 degrees is 2 pinkies. The cloud resembles a faint and fuzzy star, barely visible to the unaided eye, but easy to see through binoculars. If you followed these instructions, you've just found Comet Maxhultz. The cloud is the comet's wispy atmosphere, or, as an astronomer would say, its coma. With a diameter greater than 450,000 kilometers, the coma is at least 3 times wider than Jupiter. Yet the comet itself is tiny. Comets are basically asteroids made of dusty, dirty ice, and this one is probably no more than a few kilometers wide, a minuscule nugget hidden deep inside its own atmosphere. Astronomers have been watching Comet Maxhultz approach Earth since amateur comet hunter Don Maxhultz discovered it in August 2004. This week, it makes its closest approach to our planet, 52 million kilometers away. That's not very close, which is why Comet Maxhultz looks like a faint fuzzball and not a jaw-dropping great comet. Still, it is pretty. Try looking through a telescope. The comet not only has a beautiful green atmosphere, but also 2 tails. One tail is the ion tail. It's made of electrically charged atoms and molecules, or ions, blown away from the coma by the solar wind. This tail points straight away from the sun. Gusts of solar wind can cause the ion tail to swing back and forth, to develop curlicues and temporary knots. Amateur astronomers have seen this happen in recent weeks. The other tail is the dust tail. Comet dust is weightier than gas. It resists solar wind pressure and lingers behind the comet, tracing its orbit. Solar wind gusts have little effect on the dust tail. Everything you see when you look at Comet Maxhultz, its gigantic coma and its long tail, comes from the icy asteroid-sized nugget in the middle. Astronomers call this the nucleus. When sunlight hits the nucleus, fragile ices vaporize, spewing jets of dust and gas into space. These jets feed the coma and provide raw material for the tails. A frequently asked question, why do some comet atmospheres glow green? Answer, the coma contains cyanogen, a poisonous gas, and diatomic carbon. Both of these substances glow green when illuminated by sunlight. This is called resonant fluorescence. The Pleiades, on the other hand, glow blue. Why? The Pleiades are a clutch of baby stars 400 light-years away. They formed about 100 million years ago during the age of dinosaurs on Earth from a collapsing cloud of interstellar gas. The biggest and brightest Pleiades are blue-white and 5 times wider than the Sun. Blue starlight reflecting from wisps of gas threading through the cluster give the ensemble a distinctly blue tint. A green comet, a blue star cluster, a close encounter. Don't miss it. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips, and it's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.